whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 246. Today is Saturday, December 12th, 2020. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week is my technically I've got two co-hosts this week. It's exciting. But I've got Chris over here to my left. my left, everyone's right. Hey, Chris. Hey, sweetie.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for joining me. Thank you. Sirius decided that I'm obviously talking to her instead of talking to everyone else. Siri, be quiet. Shush. Close. Okay. But I'm also super excited. We're all super excited because guess who's back? It's that time. It's that time, and he started it. Blame the tradition, as if we want, we have to. And Zortz is here. Hi, Zortz.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, quick. Hang on.
Yes. Somebody's got to know that. Somebody.
Come on.
Any Simpsons fans in the house?
Oh.
Oh, you all suck. You all suck. The correct answer is, hi, Dr. Nick.
Oh, yes. Of course it is. I should know that.
I'm disappointed.
Not enough coffee.
Not enough of many things at the moment. But that's awesome. Zortz is here. Anyway, he's back. Yay! It's that time. And I must admit, you know, this is tradition. It's tradition. There's some things that just don't change. You started this, what was it, 4 years ago? Sent in your death list.
Oh, God, was it that long ago?
Yeah. Are we really
on the fourth year?
I think so.
Technically fifth year, I guess?
Fifth year. So, yeah, because we didn't do it the first year of the show. I think it was the second.
I was on the year-end show that year, but we weren't doing death lists, and I said something about, well, I just need to make a list of every time I die, and everybody was like, yeah, you need to, because you're terrible at this.
death list, yes, and it was like, right, send it in at the end of the year, and that's where it was born. Yep. So we have done it every year since then. Because I think it's a good reflection. Like, there's a couple reasons why. Obviously, we can't shake it off, you know. In the end of the year, it's kind of like, well, I've lost all these turns. And other times you can think of it as, okay, it's finishing out the year and we're going to start the year afresh. Or it's just for shits and giggles, which is also another thing that we like. Yeah, we do.
I am all about the shits and the giggles.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes. And you know what?
I have the giggles and the shits. It doesn't really matter.
True. I have had some that at the time, they aren't so much about the giggling. They're more about the... But, you know, reflecting...
That depends. They're, you know, I still have... I think that clip is still out there somewhere of the great parachute incident. Mm-hmm. And I just had a laugh right there on the spot.
Yes. Yes. That one still haunts my dreams to this day. Of that happening to you, that happened to me, and I think there was someone else that happened to. So yep. And it's only if
it happened to.
Yeah. Every time I go to do that quest, there's part of me that goes, do you really want to try this or leave?
Well, every time I did that quest afterwards, and Nisi will attest to this because she has been witness to it many times, I'll go up in there and you'll just hear me go, please deploy, please deploy, please deploy, please deploy, please deploy.
Yeah. And if you, I suppose if you're on a hunter and if you've got disengage, I would sit there with my finger over the disengage. But if you're not on any other, you know, tune, you're kind of like just going, please, 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 please. And, yeah, yeah. So we do understand that. Yes. Anyway. So what have you been up to before we get into the death list? What's been happening? Swords? Stuff?
Stuff, things. Mm-hmm. I, you know, for those who may not have heard, I stopped playing WoW back in August. I just was not feeling engaged by the game anymore. Even the challenges were feeling more like chores than fun. So
yeah,
it was time to step away. Mm-hmm. It was time to step away.
Yes. But you've been busy doing something else.
Yeah, you know, I've got my little wrestling thing I do on Twitch.
Yeah.
Once a week, and I'm trying to get back into streaming some other stuff also, like some Stardew Valley again, and I've been trying to stream Yakuza, but I just... my sleep schedule's all jacked up, so there's times where I want to do it, and I'm like, no, I think I'm going to take a nap instead, and next thing I know, 6 hours pass.
Yeah.
Damn,
that's working. A good nap.
I'm still at the job I got laid off and hired back to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on night shift again, which, you know, is what it is.
Yep.
So
is it crazy busy for you? Because I know...
No, ice cream does not sell during the winter.
Okay.
Not like it does during the summer. I actually, just due to there not being enough work, I've had a couple of days where before I even get there, I'm getting a text from my boss saying, yeah, we're staffing you out for the night.
Yep. Wow.
So it's like, okay. You know, so it's very, is what it is.
Yeah. It's very night and day with seasons then for what you do.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
But, all right. You know, we got a new parent company now. There's a lot of changes coming through that.
Tell them to ship it over to Australia. Because, you know, it's summer here. And what do we like? We like barbecue. We like swimming. We like going to the beach. And we like eating ice cream. So tell them, maybe,
seriously,
start sending it to Australia.
I think they actually have a presence in Australia.
Ooh.
This new parent, the new parent company. So you should be getting all the ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Should be.
All right, you'll
I'd have to do some research on that. But,
okay, you'll have to tell me later. All right.
Yeah, so there's that, and that's pretty much it. I do not lead an exciting life at all.
Okay. All right, there is nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. I don't lead one either, and you know what? That's just fine with me. So, yeah. Chris, sweetie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? You still awake? Just making sure.
I'm here. Yeah? I was like, okay. Wow, we're really boring people. Have a great night, all.
it's
enjoy the impromptu naps as we put you to sleep.
Right. Coffee for everybody. Coffee and ice cream.
Coffee all around.
Coffee, cocaine, you know, whatever.
Starts with C. Exactly. That'll do. Oh, excellent. All right. Oh, okay. So, Nisi in chit chat. We will do that. Emote only chat for 2 minutes. All right. Okay. Remind me because I'll forget.
Wow. I really am out of loop. I didn't even know this was a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Made it as a little thing. Emote only.
Yeah.
Nisi.
Okay.
Yeah, just for some shits and giggles. Why not? All right. So what we've got is, all right. Well, since we're all here, we're all got the coffee flowing, which is good. I think we can start with our death list. So, Zorts, do you want to hit us up with the first one? Please.
Yep. Our first death list of the horrible year of our Lord 2020 comes from Stir. Stir has logged a total of 15 deaths, a respectable number, I must say. Six pacifists, all rogues, often stepping on or accidentally targeting low-level NPCs. That's not good.
No.
Five druid irons, highest being 118. Oh! And 113, often trying to steal a chest and get mobbed. Sometimes you just gotta let those chests go, brother.
Yeah. Ouch.
Two Shadowlands deaths, both at level 53. Now, I know the leveling...
Mm-hmm.
Levels have changed. 53 is actually pretty high up there now.
Yeah.
Iron Rogue. So again, that hurts. Doing a quest in Bastion, had scouted, watched other players. He did everything you should do, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Take notes. Apparently, the quest randomly or as a bug will kill your tune. This is what irons do. Find Blizzard bugs.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you accidentally take a quest where the Lich King randomly shows up and murders your face.
Yeah.
Or... Mm-hmm. Or you run into a max level NPC mob in a level 20 zone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at you, Dark Rider.
Yes.
Still remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Other death was to a gilded Cloud Strider. It gored him. Do not melee fight this thing, so they will two-shot you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Take notes, kids.
Yep.
Pens and papers out.
Yep.
One druid pacifist in BFA got webbed by spiders and then a pack of wolves joined. Jesus Christ.
All of nature came to kill him.
Ow.
Stir, who did you piss off?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. One monk minding his own business in Hillsbrad got dismounted by Yeti, became soup of the day.
Oh.
I that almost sounds like... Did you AFK? Because that sounds like an AFK death almost.
Yeah. God. Well, could be riding through. I know Yeti's bad.
Especially Yetimus, the big giant ugly.
Yes.
Guy.
Yes. He nasty.
He
was probably going over to do PVZ or PVZ or whichever it was. So maybe he got hit that way. Ouch.
All right. Wow. Death that left a look of surprise on the tomb's corpse. Oh, boy. Outlaw rogue flying around Winter Spring looking for treasure. Done it a million times. Flying over the cave at Starfall Village. There is a mysterious no-fly spot. Try it yourself. It is near the letter T of Starfall Village on your map. Tune was dismounted and fell to her death.
Oh.
But please don't try it on a challenge, Tune.
Oh.
Again, Stir, who did you piss off this year?
Wow.
See? Showtime. Who did you piss off?
Those are two really bad deaths.
On the positive side, he found stuff that we weren't aware of. So thank you, Stir,
sacrifice.
Thank you. I'm not arguing that, but good God, man.
Yeah, ouch. Ouch. Damn, 15 deaths. Stir, so sorry. So sorry.
Stir needs a donut. Depression setting in.
Wow.
I'll get you a donut, Stir.
Mm-hmm. I got cupcakes.
We need a donut, chocolate, and sprinkle. Stat.
Sorry, I got cupcakes. I got Christmas cupcakes.
Oh, yes, please.
There we go. Here we go. Everyone, take one. There we go. Yeah, I was busy. Sorry, they probably look a little bit weird because, of course, I did icing with red and green. And having a green screen, green is not a good idea later. Anyway, the things you learn. So, all right. Well, thank you, Stir, for your contribution this year. Commiserations. There's some really rough ones. So, hugs. Hugster. Alrighty. Chris, who else have we got?
We have Azzy, who had their list on his work PC and sadly lost his job in August. Big hugs, Azzy. But he thinks he lost about 11. And I also have the infamous Rogue Slayer, who lost 20 irons, 9 greens, 7 working, 2 pacifists, 1 bloodthirsty, for a total of 39.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know I used to carry the unofficial title of hashtag King of the Deaths.
Yeah.
But I do believe that crown is now passed to Rogue Slayer.
Mm. Yeah. Because
even I didn't hit 39.
Yeah.
I think she's keeping her title, too.
That's a few. And I must admit, so Rogue Slayer's been having a bit of a break herself. Because apparently the last death was a bit rough on her. So send some love her way, because she's also doing a bit of the chill out and just taking a little bit of a wow break to recharge. So yeah.
You gotta do that sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's whatever works for you. Some people need a break, some people just keep going, some people, you know, bake cupcakes. I don't know. whatever
yes, floats your
boat. Yes. So
bake cupcakes, drink bourbon, whatever.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Tomato, whichever. So absolutely. All right. Okay. Who else? So thank you, Commiserations Azzy and Rogue Slayer. Thank you for your list. We do appreciate it. Who have we got next, Swords?
We got Zaya, who had 7 irons ranging from levels 41 to 112. 2 greens from in between levels 98 and 116. 4 working men, anywhere from level 75 to 120. And actually, 50 died in, a level 50 died in Shadowlands.
Mm-hmm. Oof. Oh, that was the 120.
2 pacifists, mm-hmm. going from levels 27 to 109. Bloodthirsty's 3 from levels 40 to 91 before the squish and level 36 after the squish. Oh, 3 yeah. Tin Mans, levels 98, 111, and 119. Ow! Oh!
Right?
21 deaths in total.
Yeah.
Ouch. But I would like to point out some interesting things here. You look at the range of levels.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter how long you've been doing this. You can go very early on if you ain't careful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, and as we know, and we've probably experienced, I know I've experienced myself, where you start off on a tune and you get, not feeling cocky, but you know, you're feeling good and something happens and you die. Not necessarily that you're not off at the keyboard, not saying that, but sometimes, you know, this just things happen, and it can happen at any level. So, you know, so there is definitely ranges. But Zaya, thank you. Thank you for your list. Commiserations 21. Mind you, he's got a ton that he is still busy. Like Altaholic. Extraordinaire between him and like a couple others, man. Oh man,
like Lita.
Nisi brings up a good point. Good thing that you were not counting beta deaths.
Yeah, I'd probably win on that one because there was many deaths that were had trying to sort out a particular quest or 2 or 5. So yeah, but thank you, Zaya, for your list. We do appreciate that. Alrighty, Chris, who else have we got?
We also have Sin Sun's death list. And this one's kind of fun because we have BFA deaths and also they were trying in Classic.
Mm-hmm.
So for retail, we had 2 hunters die. One was around 36, one was 44. And then also a warrior around 24. So BFA is 3 deaths.
Mm-hmm.
But then we get to the Tuffy of Classic. And among the 19 deaths are things like dying auto-running off Teldrassil. Has anybody? I have been there, done that, run off. Yep, I run off entire continents. And it's way easier to run off Shadowlands places, too.
Mm-hmm.
A word of advice, don't auto-run.
don't
do it. That's a horrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
I've also died without auto running, just running off of things. Just saying. We also have things like boars. Everybody's died to a boar at one mm-hmm. point or another. AFK while stealthed. That was a level 5 rogue human Iron Man. AFK while stealthed. Stealth never lasts for very long with me either.
Don't AFK unless you're in a town.
Lug out.
Yep.
Lug out.
Chris struggles to control her leg. Sounds horrible, Mr. P. then
what? Oh my!
Oh, he made me nor. Dang it! There we go. There's number 2. And then we have things like double pulls. You know, over pulling. Mm-hmm. We have another demon armor expiring on pulls. Not clearing enough in the area that lost a level 17 druid for not clearing enough and then pulling 2 sirens on accident, by accident. And then 17 rogue, Defias Highwayman. You'll see a lot of Defias in this death list. And once again, pulling up a little bit too much, backing up to get range from a pull on a level 16 hunter and backed up into another mob. So, you know, I applaud you for not giving up one bit. I think our highest here was 22 and lost a lot in the 5, 6, 17 range and just didn't give up. Just kept going and going and going. Try again, try again, try again. Whatever doesn't work, just keep trying again.
That's it. That's a great motto right there. Just like 19 classic. Now, for those of you that have played, you understand leveling in classic is nothing compared to retail because it is really slow and things hit like a truck. Like it's when I played, I haven't played for a few months, but it felt very, very, like, this was like Iron Man when Iron Man first started. Everything was very, you know, it was just brutal, basically. So to get to level 10 is like, was huge. To get to 20, you're like going, yes, okay. So, yeah, to lose them at those levels, it hurts. Classic is, like, it's hard.
I tried it when Classic first hit,
and
I got like 3 levels and noped out. It was too much.
Yeah, it is really quite, you know, there's a little bit of XP. It's very, but again, it to me, when I was playing it, I was like, God, yeah, this is so much like vanilla. Like, it's just everything slow. It just slows down. It's, to get the levels, you know, you're just not churning through it like you can now. Whereas, you know, we hop into retail and you're like, ding, level 10. And, oh, geez, that took me a whole 15 minutes. Like, sweet. God, yeah, I'm really running, like, slow.
After doing the 3 levels in Classic, the next day, after I stopped, I switched back to retail the next day. And I was like, you know, in, you know, leveling like a little level 30 character, I'm like, oh God, this is so easy compared to that crap.
Right? I think I got to level 2 just because I had to take a tune to go sign our guild charter for Team Murloc in Classic.
Yeah.
And that is the most that tune has seen of anything Classic. Yeah. I did not, I'm just getting there was enough. And I'm like, nope, going back to BFA. Pew, pew.
I think it was still the 10, wasn't it? You needed 10 signatures.
Yep.
It hadn't got to the point where they had cut it down to allow 4. So it was the original of, hey, you know, I need bodies to help sign because I need another 9 people. So,
and you don't have 1,000 gold per person to pay them with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because a gold, like, oh my God, if you made a gold, you're like going, I am so rich. Actually, I still remember the first time I made 1 gold and I had messaged my partner then at the time. And I was like, I've made a gold. And he was like, yeah, okay. And then when I made 100 gold, I'm like, I am so rich. And he's like, how the hell did you make 100 gold? And I'm like, I'm a gold maker now, baby. This is what I do. Little did I know, But back then, $100 was like I felt like I had a million. It was so exciting to get that first, $100. So classic's a bit like that. It's very slow leveling. Yeah.
I toyed with the idea of trying a Bloodthirsty in Classic, but sanity prevailed.
Yeah, I think I still have mine. She's at level, I'm gonna say 8. Nisi, you've still got yours? Or is she? I'm sure she's still got hers as well. I'm pretty sure my Bloodthirsty's at about 8. And that was, grindfest. That's gonna be huge grindfest, so... Sinsin, still have 24 major lives, slowly working. Excellent! Well, hi! Thank you. Thank you for your list, too. That was fantastic. And, 24 on the mage. That's, again, good luck. Good luck. That's impressive. Nisi says 23, 24, she thinks, on her Bloodthirsty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a lot of killing.
Couldn't do it.
Lot of killing. A lot.
Hats off, woman. Hats off.
Alrighty. Okay, so we have got Dave's 2020 death list. So it's like a novel. Dave, thank you. Thank you. It is fantastic. I'm going to not read all of it, I don't think. What's the time? Oh, actually, I might be able to read all of it. Let's see how we go. Anyway, Dave sent me this lovely, lovely email with all the things on it. So thank you, Dave. Appreciate that. He says, so it begins. Paladin, crack an egg. Started life as a human paladin, mercilessly and cruelly struck down by Sergeant What's-His-Name in Westfall. I don't know who Sergeant What's-His-Name in Westfall is, but thank you.
What's his name? He hangs out with the guy in the hat.
What's
it? Thingy-Majiggity Bob? That one? Must be.
Yeah, that guy.
Related. Excellent. All right. Started as an iron contender and laid to rest at level 14. Well, we do hear you. How many deaths did Dave have last year? Dave, do you remember? I'm going to say he had a few. So yeah. All right. A few.
I'm now actually reading through this, and I got to say, Dave, thank you for putting this in a very
Do you want to read it? Go for it.
A cold Tyrant princess kicks off in Elwynn Forest. Off exploring mines, encounters massive combat laser-equipped kobolds. No chance here, folks. This green iron fell to laser fire at level 26. Lasers! While Khaan'tun began his existence as a contest tune, this night old priest had nary a chance at level 16 when he encountered a swarm of high-tech murlocs. Murlocs with freaking lasers! Following shortly behind is Wowcon 2, a Draenei paladin. His life held little meaning other than the relentless drive. Cornered by goblins of Mulgore, he fought long and hard until they brought in reinforcements from the heavy infantry. Infantry with lasers! Can you believe it? Lasers! Still, the time frame allowed by the contest, we have Wowcon 3, an orcish mage that managed to hang in there a little longer than 2, met his match in the elven scouts in Northwatch. Here we have our first signs of newer technologies in the Alliance as they sprung upon 3 with lasers! Yet again! Lasers! Billi, an unassuming human hunter, left his homeland to search out his own treasures in Dunmoreau. While assisting dwarves at Amberstill Ranch, he was gunned down by laser-wielding trolls from Durotar. We can assume they only stole them from the Alliance at Northwatch, making their way into the Eastern Kingdoms and setting their sight on the dwarves at Ironforge. But freaking lasers.
I am crying and nodding so hard, it's a good thing you can't hear me.
Percival, a human paladin, green iron, hopeful, battled long and hard, reaching a long time, highest level 31 before falling in the frostbane front of Dunmoreau, set upon by the troll scavengers. He fell to a single but fatal laser bolt. These lasers have got to go. Jeezy Green Iron. These fucking names. Green Iron Human Priest fell. But what difference does it make in Denridge to a spiteful orc with a laser? Frustration huns high during contests. Sergeant Major Illy, Human Survival Hunter, level 16. Gang of miners in Jasper Lode Mine with lasers. Freaking lasers! Master Sergeant Illy, Human Survival Hunter, level 19. I thought I was visiting vendor to dump luge. Was a trainer and equipped to blue with lasers. A blue freaking lasers! Sergeant First Class Illy, Human Survival Hunter, level 19. Would you believe it was my son and an Amazon delivery to deliver you? What's happening with lasers? Freaking lasers. I love you so much, man. Sergeant Eli, Night Elf Survival Hunter, level 31. Nicer run, but once again, while on Lacmodon trucks with lasers. Freaking lasers! After a cool down period from the last contest, we stepped back into action. Yes, Nidala, female Dwarven Paladin, wandered through Elwyn Forest with little problem until just short of Westfall. River Paw Trolls. But why does it have to be trolls? Trolls with lasers! Oh my god. Look, the moral of the story is Dave apparently has a problem with freaking lasers. He would like to give his thing. Look, I mean... This goes on and on and on. Guys, I think we need to copy-pasta this into the Discord.
Yes, all day.
Yeah, this is a work of art, and I honestly can't freaking keep reading. I will have a heart attack from laughing here. I'm sorry. Dave, I love you, buddy. This is an amazing work of art.
It is...
But he would like to give a thanks and appreciation to all who contribute to the WoW Challenges podcast, from the on-air past personalities, that'd be you, Lita, to those behind the scenes, the Iron Elite, the mods who contribute by writing in, and a lot of work goes into these productions, for it is all done by love of the community. Three cheers and a salute to all who contribute to the end product. Thanks for helping to mellow what has been a crazy year for all of us. L-I-C-T-R, Dave the Hunter, Jill Billy Jim, and the miserable schizophrenic gamer WoW fanatic D... Hashtag almost guru at dstav 9841 on Twitter.
Dave.
So brilliant.
Wow.
That is
literally tears streaming down my face, and I think awesome. I snorted off my nose about awesome. Halfway through.
I have
same to... here. I did there was yes, Nisi, there was a sword snort because Jesus Christ. This is probably the greatest freaking death list I've ever written in my life. Oh, wait, we do have a discreetly placed PSA. Do not try leveling any Iron Tune while watching any kind of stream. This includes the WoW Challenges. End of PSA.
Brilliant. Just utterly brilliant.
Oh,
Dave, you've
goodness.
Raised the bar too high, man. You've raised wow. the bar too high.
You win death forever.
I think so.
Dave wins the internet today.
Yeah.
Dave is today's internet winner.
Yeah. That's it. Oh my goodness. That is absolutely. And there is more. Again, Dave, thank you, because yep. a big heart.
This needs a copy pasta to the Discord. Everybody yep. needs to read this work of art from beginning to end, because I can't do it.
It is brilliant.
We will do that. We also might see if we can fit it into the show notes when the show is up as well, Nisi. So we might copy the whole thing. It's hilarious.
Oh my god.
Oh, that was so worth it. Nice. Thank you, Dave. Commiserations, but thank you for your gallant and amazing fortitude in all your challenge tunes and still
that was
playing. That's awesome. That was brilliant. Thank you, Dave.
Show's over. We can't. How can we possibly follow that?
That's it. All right. Everyone go home. See us.
Dave's death list has killed the podcast. I'm sorry.
That's it. Should have left it to the last
with
one.
With a freaking laser.
Freaking laser. That is show title right there. I do not think we can possibly top it. Freaking lasers. All right. Are you up to read the last one?
Yeah. We can do this. Our next one is from our good friend Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber! Greetings, Leah, guest hosts and chat room. Hope everyone is well and coping with the challenges of 2020 as well as possible. My challenger death list this year was very short for me. Only 13, where normally I have in the neighborhood of 30. Unfortunately, that low number is mostly for the wrong reasons. ISP issues, PC issues, stuff like that, right? We all face those things from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
All the changes happening in the Shadowlands pre-patch and Shadowlands launches kept me from playing challenge tunes while I learned how to cope with the new WoW environment. I also may have been distracted in the pursuit of a dinosaur mount. Completely acceptable, my friend. Most vexing challenger loss this year was in Shadowlands, a level 42 pacifist shortly after the pre-patch began. I discovered she had an elemental kill. I can only imagine this happened during the Brewfest Dark Iron events. Yeah. Possibly a proximity kill. Very disappointing. But I have another pacifist now that's slowly, carefully approaching level 46. So onward. Hope everyone has a wonderful 2021. Levels many challenge characters in the coming year. Thanks, Tiber.
Thank you, Tiber. Wow. And again, 42 on a passy after Shadowlands. Elemental kill. Proxy kills have been an absolute nightmare since Shadowlands has come out, because I know Fair had one, and yeah, it's just things are just a little bit rough on the passy, so they suck. Yes, Fair, they do, absolutely. So it's not very fair on that. All right, well, thank you guys for that. Now, did you, Chris, have any that you wanted to add for your challenge deaths this year? Do you remember?
I didn't die.
Okay, well, that's good.
What?
But we should also clarify that as saying the only one I had time in this crazy, insane year to focus on was Passy. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Pacifist hit 120, and Pacifist is now level 50, sitting in the Stormwind Inn still, so that I have not moved. I logged onto her, logged right back out. I deleted some that I know I won't get to.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Periton delete some that were like level 100, and I'm like, what are you doing? he deleted like 8 of them. Some of them are 90s. Someone was a. I'm like, oh.
Sometimes you just gotta be rough. Sometimes you just gotta.
He gutted them. He's like, I'm gonna start over. I was like, oh, yeah, his was more painful than mine.
Yeah.
I know. but I didn't die, so I just dinged my one, and I was done.
Which is a good reminder. Don't forget, if you haven't logged into your challenge tunes, go log in, log out, get that rested XP started. So for those, you know, that might have hit cap last expansion, so don't forget about that. Okay, so what have you been busy doing though? Talk
this
us.
Week?
Yeah.
Anything? So I've only gotten to play a few days in Shadowlands because it's you know, I'm working logistics. Can we say crazy busy time of the year? And I dinged 60.
Yay!
And I chose my covenant. And oh my god, I love Torghast so much. I had no idea I was gonna love Torghast this much. My bear just eats people's faces off. It is so much fun. I'm like, give me half the floor. This is amazing.
Nice.
But my munchkin D keeps having to tell me, nope, mom, you need to go do this first and then that, because I was like going to do things, but not getting some of the currency. You know, I've really had like 3 play days time since it came out, but I am geeking out over the lore, and oh my god, the stories and the little cliffhangers and the oh my god, I can't believe they're in this expansion. I am having the time of my little WoW lore life. And you know, it's like I just yesterday I had off and I went to go do a daily quest and I found out another character was back and oh my god. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm just having so many of those moments that mm-hmm. it's nice. You know, I work a lot, you know, mm-hmm. and so you get off 50 hours in 4 days and then you come home and you play something like that and you're just like, oh, worth it. I don't care. I don't care what I'm doing. Oh my god, they're back. You know, nice. So I have been a total WoW geek. This week and getting to see people that we haven't seen in a long time in WoW life. Mm-hmm. So I am absolutely loving it and eating people's faces off.
Oh, good. Excellent. Well, that's positive.
Alrighty.
I think she might like this expansion, Zolt.
Oh, get just that, a wee bit.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Yeah. Which covenant did you go on your main?
I went with Night Fae.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hello. 16 druid spells in the span of like 4 seconds. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. It's like pew, 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 pew. Okay, heal myself. And you're dead. Okay, we can go now. Thank you.
Nice. Nice. Excellent. Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad that you're having fun and I'm glad that you got some time off to at least be able to get some playtime in. So that's also great. Good. So fantastic. All right. Well, thank you. And I'm glad you're having fun with Torghast. I know other people that are having fun with it too. I also know other people not so much having fun with it. But anyway.
Be a bear.
Be a bear. Yeah, it's a bit hard when I'm a warlock.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, that'll be
I do know a bear.
Level so that I can feel the pain, because I don't know how anybody without stealth and not being a bear is doing this expansion. So
I do happen to know a bear who turns into a little moose thing, elk, whatever, and then so that's good.
Oh yeah. Dude, I didn't even know that not mounting in the maw was a thing. Because mm-hmm. I'm a druid. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the first day we go to the maw and Dee and I, we're just running all around. And then I wake up the next morning and everybody's like screaming about how slow they are in the maw. I'm like, what are they talking about? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
druids are very good in maw. Absolutely.
Sorry, guys.
Mm. Group up with the druid. That's the tip, right? But anyway, you can't if you're on a challenge turn unless you're a team. So just saying. But for normal, sure. Okay. So my death list, and I was really super surprised because I keep a death list every year. And I was really surprised. I only actually lost 4 this year. So I was kind of like, is that all? I thought for sure there was going to be more. Couple of those were really rough ones, so that might be it. So I lost my 81 pacifist. This was back in April. I think this was my then highest horde pacifist. So she got jumped by 2 tigers in Pandalands. So that one was trying to pick a flower. I didn't watch the padding of those green tigers. Well, I watched the padding, but I was watching this way and I forgot there was one coming that way. So they kind of ripped her to shreds. So that was fun. On my blood, I was doing a level 30. I lost, got jumped by a rare in the hinterlands. What's his name? The wolf, right near.
Oh, old something.
Yeah.
Or claim jumper. Something jumper.
Cliff jumper.
Yep.
Yeah, so I don't know. I went over there. I can't even remember what happened. There was something. I was like, yeah, I'm going to take it on. And he sliced through. I think it was one of his dots that he puts on like a bleed. And Voidy just went down like a sack of potatoes. And then I'm trying to get Voidy up. And then I got hit with the bleed effect, and I'm trying to get Voidy up, and I'm trying to, and I just, so that wasn't fun. The other one was then I lost my working man at 108. I may have been tired. I may have nutted off. Yeah, fingers. I still don't understand how if you can nod off and you've got your fingers on the keyboard, that your fingers have stayed in position. I would have thought, you know, you're not off and your fingers would relax. Obviously not.
Gravity.
Yeah. So I flew straight into Gromgol. I just remember waking up and I heard that the death, you're gonna die. You know, I wake up, red screen flashing. And I've just gone like, oh shit, I fell out, I'm a dead. Like, there was just no time. I got two shots. So, that was not good. So, anyway. And then I lost a Night Elf Hunter over at 37. That was in... When was that? That was only recently. That was November. So, Tigers and Tricksters. I was trying to work out the chests and the treasures, and I got hit. The Tiger pulled the yellow Tricksters, and everything came, and I just went smush. So it was a little bit... Only had four. So I'm surprised. I thought there was going to be, I had more than that, but I had, that's all I had. So again, thank you everyone for your contributions. We do appreciate it. So thank you. Again, I don't think anyone can top Dave. Dave, that was awesome.
No. But so. I do have a death list.
Ooh, okay.
I do have a death list.
All right.
Because I was playing for like the first half of the year.
Yes.
Let's see here. We got a Bloodzort spelled with two U's, because why not? Level 34. I forget what class he was. He might have been a paladin or a priest. I don't remember. Whatever. Unimportant. The Rare Ogre in Loch Modan. Every now and then he gets me. Every now and then he gets me.
Yep.
We got a Hunt Zorts at level 20.
Mm-hmm.
Disconnected.
Oh. Ow.
Con Zorts, who was one of the contest tunes. Level 15. Northern Barons of Many Centaur.
Oh.
Contest Zorts at level 31. Arathi Highlands. A Quest Mob and Spiders.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one that hurt the most, Blood Zorts with one U, level 83 in Pandaland.
Yes.
Many bad things. Mm-hmm. Many bad things happened with that death.
Yeah. Ow. Ouch.
So.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing yours. As we can see, it certainly has been a year, as we all know, both in and out of game. So we do thank everyone for their contribution and continued support. So thank you guys. But let's make 2021 so much better. Not in death.
Oh,
just
please.
Let's just 2021 has to be a great year. Many happy things are happening next year. So we're excited. Okay. Where's my bumper? Let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Alrighty, so just a couple of things. First off, Winter's Veil starts this week. Oh my god! So it starts on December Wednesday 16, guys. So, yay! That's, again, I can't believe we're like halfway through December. Wow. It's been that kind of year. Also, just a reminder that this is the last show for this year. I am having a break. So we will have a few weeks off and I will be back on January 9th. Okay, so usual 7 p.m. Eastern, but we're going to have a break. We're going to enjoy some Christmas, some family time, some... fiance flying up here, being with the family and all of that good things, and actually being on holidays. Super excited to be on holidays from Christmas for a couple weeks. So that'll be really, really nice. So looking forward to that. So we're just going to have a break. So I'm sorry for everyone. We'll be back. All right. Things and stuff. So yes, most definitely. Now, no state of the challenges, because as we all know, there's things still very, very wonky in not only Blizzard side with the API, but also our side with the code. I do want to welcome Naptime has joined our code code wardens, so welcome to Naptime to help as well. Again, there is a lot of things that they are trying to work through. And it is a bit of a mess. So
pain in the ass.
Yeah. Yes. So there's points in Blizzard's code it's all very complex. And so hopefully we've got them. They are working as best they can at this busy time. So again, we appreciate the time that they give us, because these guys do it all for nothing. And we do appreciate that. So we will let you know as soon as things are okay for updating and all of that with the website, okay? No idea at the moment.
Paradin, the best I think you can go with is when it's ready.
Yeah, that's... You know, I really don't like giving that kind of answer, but unfortunately, things are a mess. Like, it just is. And again, it's... from what they're telling me as to Blizzard's code, because what the API was beforehand and how they've changed it, it's had a massive change now that they've, you know, stripped all the levels, and there's stuff in there that previously is missing from what we previously had. Like, there's all sorts of things. So, and we've got coders working with not only two sets of code with Stone's original and plus what Elm did, but they're trying to figure this stuff out because it's specific code and it's all very messy. So sorry it's taking so long, but it'll be ready when it's ready. We will let you know as soon as it's, you know, as soon as it's good, but just not at the moment. So sorry, no happy good news on that quite yet. Alrighty. Okay. So I think other than that, so we've got no state of the challenges, and I think we can go to our chit chat. Where's our chit chat? I'll play my Zort's chit chat bumper because I love this one. Zort, do you remember this one?
Hey yo, it's chit chat.
So good.
Yes, yes, I do recall. I do recall doing something like that once or twice.
It makes me smile every single time. I love that one. Okay, all right. So we have Zort. Do you want to rejoice? What do we normally start chit-chat?
Do me a favor, play the bumper. Play his bumper.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
It's Ezzy's pun.
Ladies and gentlemen, It's a Christmas miracle. There's no pun this time.
Gold.
Gold.
Yes, I think as he's, I think he's been a bit busy, but no, it's all good. It's all good, Nacy. It's not your fault. It's all good. Everyone's
it was
been
a perfect Zords moment, and I actually like Azzy's book.
Some of them have been very, very good. So, so we do appreciate.
There was the one I gave him credit for.
Which, yeah,
months ago, I forget what it was. So.
There was
one where I actually had to laugh because it was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I look at myself in the mirror and shame every day because of that.
Every now and again, there is some good ones. So that's okay. We will have them ready for next year.
Nisi, this was the greatest Christmas present you could have given me.
Happy. Oh, hang on. I have got. Oh, where's my Christmas sound? Hang on. I did get some Christmas sounds. Here we go. There you go, Zords. And I'm already losing my voice. Oh, this is not good.
No.
Leave the water. Coffee. Wow. Coffee chat.
Yeah. This is. I've got coffee. All good. Yes. All good. Okay. So what we're going to do is before we start on, we're going to turn the chat room into emote only chat for 2 minutes. Let me put my timer on because Lita will forget otherwise, because you know that's what we do. Not 20 minutes later, because that would be, it'd be way too
long. That'd be a lot of them.
Okay, so emotes only chat, here we go, starting, there we go, off we go, 2 minutes. Okay guys, so go for it. Those that want to partake. Zords, that's awesome.
This is what I gotta spam my Murlocs.
Wow. That is so... They're so pretty. Look how many pretty ones. I love seeing them because I'm just like, look at them all. There's so many good ones. They're fantastic. Oh, they are so cute. Oh, look at the Christmas ones, Nisi. They're so cute, too. There's so many. That's just... Wow. Oh, that's cute.
Stream Elements is not abiding by the rules of the chat. What the hell?
He's just off and running. Off and running. That cute little... The purple skull. That one's cute. That is super cute. Thank you. What's that time?
I have a few holiday ones.
Oh, I like holiday ones. Oh, look at them. They're so cute. I like my holiday ones, too. I think I'm just trying to remember. I thought... Oh, no, I'll have them on later. I haven't got them on here. Actually, I should move some across over onto the WoW Challenges. I had a later Christmas one somewhere. Oh, they're cute Zords. I like that. Look at the little wavy hand one. Very cool. 20 seconds, guys. Nice. Peridon, are you making, like, it looks like Peridon's making pretty patterns. Looks good. So cute. All right, we have got, hang on, 8. We're down to 5. Lost 5 seconds, guys. Nice. Hype. There it is. All right, timer is done. All right, let me turn it off. I've got to remember. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Nisi. Thank you for that. That was fun. So good to see all the different ones around. They are very, very cool. So thanks, guys. All right. Okay, so before we're going to wrap things up, a short show because Chris needs to go to sleep. That's fine. But what I want to know is before we close out and do all our thank yous and all of that, for both of you, I know this year's been very rough for many things, IRL, and, you know, obviously in games that we play and all of that kind of thing. But have you thought about any New Year resolutions for next year? Anything that you want you know, that you're looking forward to 2021?
Nope. I don't do resolutions.
Resolution is no resolution? No.
Now watch it. Wouldn't you just laugh if I whipped out like a
I'm
list?
I'm not even resolving not to make a resolution. That's how unresolution I am.
Nice. Nice. All right, Chris, what about you?
I funny enough, I actually don't do them either, but I remind myself every year that I am not guaranteed the rest of today, ever. So to make sure that even in the horror, that I count my blessings and be thankful for what I do have.
Mm-hmm. Cheers. Absolutely. Alrighty. Well, thank you. And again, some people do make them, some people don't. I just, you know, I just think, I just want to look at 2020 and be like, bye-bye, hello 2021, because it's going to be a big year.
Just dump a bunch of gas, light the match, and flip it off as you drive away.
Nice. Exactly. Alrighty. Well, to any of you making any resolutions or anything for the rest of this year leading into Christmas, again, like, just please be safe. Be safe. Especially IRL. I mean, we always say in-game, but especially out-of-game is a big thing. So please be safe over Christmas and New Year.
As a streamer friend of mine likes to say, IRL before URL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. It's very true. Very true. Awesome. All right. Well, I think we will wrap this up, guys. So, thank yous. Zorts, here we go. I've been waiting so long for this.
Sure you want to do this?
I'm like, watch. I'm going to be like, thank you to all Iron.
I know. I'm waiting.
I will now do it in the form of Ben Stiller from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. We would now like... No, I'm kidding.
Exactly, Bueller.
All right. We would now like to thank all the people who help support the server, the channel, the podcast, everything through their Twitch subs, their Patreon donations, the bits they cheer. It all goes to keeping the servers up. I know things are wacky right now, guys, but patience. Let the people that work the magic, and it will all be fine eventually, I'm sure.
Yes.
Positive. Maybe. Sure.
Sure.
Anywho, these are the people that we like to call the Iron Elite, and they are the following wonderful individuals. Not that you're not that everybody isn't wonderful, but these people are a little extra wonderful, just saying. And they are Alejandras, Awesome Trousers, a.k.a. Amazing Pants, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Daenerys 1985, Dave the Hunter, a.k.a. Jill Billy Jim, as he put it in his own thing, Execute, Fair, Gaston, Grand Negus, Grim, Iron Brittle, Chris W, Larinamar. We'll go with that.
Larry.
Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Hi Rouse, Miss Miggy, Mirror's Charming, Nisi, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Timer, aka Timer, Wamina, Zaya, and me. That's right. I still support things, guys.
And I know. Here we go. Thank you, Zorts. And thank you to our Iron Elites, obviously. Thank you all for your contributions in helping with running the things with the website and all the bits and pieces. So we do appreciate it. Thank you very much, guys. All right. So I would also like to say that from Stone, Stir, and myself, want to thank our wonderful mods for all that you guys do. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya. Thank you so much. We do appreciate that. To our code wardens, we've got Elky, Fimless. Now we've got Nap Time and Bell, so thank you. We've got a cool little group there, and they'll be busy sorting the sorts. that so makes no sense later. Anyway, so thank you to them. To you guys here in the chat room, thank you for hanging out with us for our last show for this year. And obviously, we do appreciate that. For everyone listening at home, thank you for your listening ears. There we go. I will be back next year. Wow. That's, time flies when you're having
Lita, Lita, fun. You've done such a hell of a job this year.
Thank
Take
you.
Take the rest of the year off.
I am. I so am.
Make some cake.
I will make cake. That's right. I will do baking and things. Yes. Yes, there will be Dalaran brownies in the future. Absolutely. So, yeah. So I'll be back on January 9th, Saturday, January 9th at 7 p.m. Eastern. So, Zorts, thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming for our Deathless show so much. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you?
No problem. If there's ever a show you need that I need to be on, it's this one.
Thank you. We do appreciate it. All right. Do you want to tell anyone? Do you want anyone to find you? Or you just like,
no. Do I want anyone to find me? No. Yeah. No, because you know why? I'm going to share you guys with a little horror story here. I got a piece of mail this week.
Oh. Yeah?
Yep. I got a piece of mail from a friend of ours up in Canada.
Oh.
It was the most horrifying Christmas card I have ever gotten.
Was it the family Christmas card?
I love you so much, but good God, I am traumatized by this picture. It's him. I found him to be alluring, lying on the floor near his Christmas tree, while wearing khaki shorts, a bathrobe, a Santa hat, and sandals. Thankfully, he didn't have socks on.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Wow.
He sits there, he's like, I need to send you something. I'm like, okay, I'm not sure I want to do this. And I was right, it was a bad idea.
Well, there we go. It's congratulations, Zorts. That's all I can say.
Traumatized for life.
Yeah.
So no, I don't want people finding me because I get stuff like this.
God damn it. Yes, absolutely.
No, we honestly, there's a couple places I tend to frequent on the interwebs. My Twitter, XORTZTHEGOBLIN, all lowercase, all one word. In fact, if you just look under that little picture of the sock puppet, it's right there, guys. Right mm-hmm. there. Real easy. Mm-hmm. I got my Twitch channel the same name, where I do WWE 2K19 mainly right now, because that's the only thing I do regularly, but I am going to start doing other stuff. There is no WoW anymore. I know y'all are love your WoW and stuff like that, but I just can't anymore. Mm-hmm. But I hope y'all are enjoying Shadowlands. I hope that the launch was not a giant mess. I hope it went smoothly, or as smoothly as they can go. And yeah, there might be some other things popping up in the future. TM?
Mm-hmm. Well, as we know that you love to support us, and we appreciate that. And we love to support you. So thank you for all that you have contributed to us. And I look forward to catching up with you sometime next year, because I'm sure you're around. We'll get you back. We always will. So,
you know,
yeah. Yes, we'll get him back.
Yeah.
You guys can DM me on Twitter to say hi, or Discord to say hi. It's not like I'm not there.
That's right.
Yeah, but hanging out with Lita and I, what more could you possibly want?
Absolutely. We love hanging out. It's very exciting.
Oh, that's a loaded question.
I know. It'd probably be a list of 400 million things. Perfect. And then Lita and I are in there somewhere, but...
Right down the bottom.
We'll still take it.
Look, and I'd just like to remind you, despite what everybody thought, I'm not the one who broke the clean tag.
That's true.
Thanks, Belle. Love you.
Yeah. 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 That was Belle. That's all Belle. Absolutely. So, but, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes shows, as we know, shows evolve over time. So, you know, we started off with no clean tag. I think I dropped the first actual, like, swear word that Stone had to beep out. Not that it was anything really majorly bad, but, you know, it's, I think I said bloody hell or something, and Stone was like, I've got to beep that out now, and I was like, oh.
I'm like, but damn. Aussie, not bad word, and everybody else, not bad word, aren't always quite the same definitions.
Yes.
Bad words.
Yes. Yes, because I know there's some... Yeah, anyway, that's a whole different tangent. Anyway, so we do appreciate. So thank you. Thank you so much, Zortz, and thank you for joining us. And it's so good to hear your voice. We do appreciate you popping in and saying hi to everyone and doing your voices. And we do
miss forget that. About it. Yeah. Forget about it.
We did. Yeah. Hugs. There we go. All right. So
Benici's yes. right. Aussie's cursing is just the best.
There is some that, yeah. It can be quite entertaining. Alrighty. Okay, so for us, don't forget WoW Challenges over at WoWChallenges.com. You can find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels, all of that. The episodes are up on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And if you want to contact me, you can certainly send an email to podcast@WoWChallenges.com. Chris, where can we find you? Please.
Chris.
Chris.
Where am I? Twitter. It's Chris W. WoW Challenges. Discord. Paradise Discord. That's pretty much about it.
Pretty much, Leah. Absolutely. All right. Well, that's all we need. We love getting you wherever we can get you. So, you know.
Aw.
All right. And hugs. Group hugs. And don't forget, you can follow me. Find me on Twitter. I'm at Leta Wow, which is LETAWOW, as well as Adventures in Azeroth, which I do sometimes with Stone. Yeah. So there you go. Now,
this is true. Sometimes that's the show that happens.
That it does. Yeah. I don't think we're supposed to be doing a Christmas show. Find out from him when that's something. Who knows? All right. So before we do the very final thank yous, couple of things I just want to say. Again, being that it's the final show of the year, I want to say again a huge thank you to everyone that has contributed, that has, whether you've been a guest, whether you're in Discord, whether you've tweeted us, whether you play the challenges, whether you promote, encourage, sit there, whatever. Thank you, guys. We do appreciate all of those things and very thankful to have many wonderful people in our community. So thank you all for all the support that you give the challenges right across the board. So I can't say enough. Thank you for all the support that you guys give. Especially want to say huge thank yous to, again, to the mod teams. I know I often say it from the admin, but from me personally, just have to say, again, without the mods to make my life easier, between working and all the things that are going on at the moment, thank you so much for the things that you guys do. So I appreciate it. So thank you. Other than that, I just really want everyone to have a safe Christmas and New Year, and let's see 2020 out, because there has been some good things for me this year, but not obviously on a lot of things. It's been a pretty rough year. So I just want to say, you know, take it easy over the holiday period. We really want to see you next year. So please just be safe. All right. But enjoy, whether it's yourself, with your family, with your friends, your online friends. Just know that we appreciate you guys. So just big hugs. And coffee. Huggles and coffee to everyone. Alrighty.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So thank you. So mwah, to you all. And on that note, we'll say the last thank yous. Please, Zorts.
And we would like to give a big thank you to a very good friend of all of ours, Mr. Bright01, for the wonderful intro he made for the show. You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright01. Hi, Ross!
Hi, Ross!
And also a big thank you to the man with a beard that makes Thor look like a wee baby, Epic Insanity, for the outro. You can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast. Give the good brother a follow. Check out his show. Tell him we sent you, and compliment the greatest beard man has ever seen.
Yes. One of the best things I ever got to do was give Epic a hug at BlizzCon and cherish the time that I got to spend with him, talking with him and hanging with
him. Epic looks like he probably gives out some pretty nice hugs. He looks like a hugger.
Definitely, definitely. I've got some really great photos that that I got of us. So it was good times, that's for certain. So we say thank you not only to Ross but to Epic as well. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. So yeah. All right, well, that's 2020 done for challenges. So thank you, everyone. We are going to do the outro. Chris, thank you for helping me. Zorts, thank you so much for being here. Hugs and coffee to you both, and please just stay safe. Have a great
wear your mask, wash your hands.
That's it. We'll see you next year. Alrighty. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.